Gavin's Corner, the good, the bad and the ugly. Benton is getting close to reaching its expanded size, with Hopefield Grange, HG, having been completed for nearly 3 years, Chiltern Grange not far behind, and Regency Gardens progressing at pace. It therefore seems like a good time to reflect on how the new developments are assimilating into the village community and the challenges facing them. Many new HG residents have commented on the strong sense of community and welcoming attitude in Benson. Happily, this community spirit also permeates the new estate. For example, the estate has an active WhatsApp group. And where there was a recent break-in at two properties, the jungle drum sounded and dozens of people turned out to assist on a freezing winter night. A neighbourhood watch group has subsequently been set up, complementing others in the village, which reached over 80 strong in a matter of days. That is the good. The bad is rooted in the planning agreements that permitted the development in the first place, especially roads, drainage and public open spaces. As we have discovered, the planning process means that applications are largely considered in isolation. When it comes to drainage, to state the obvious, water flows downhill and doesn't respect site boundaries. So whilst Hopefield Grange has its own sustainable urban drainage system, which is called SUDS, which limits outflows to the Ladybrook and River Thames, it also has to accept surface water from upstream developments. The problem is that this wasn't designed for and has become more complex since Bewley Homes has found that its planned soakaways would not work due to groundwater conditions. Bewley Homes also takes flows from Chiltern Grange, and these all end up on Hopefield Grange. Whilst the quantum is limited, this still exceeds the design capacity in the HG ponds. Under normal conditions, that may not be an issue. But in the event of a flash flood or fuel spill, there is potential to overwhelm or pollute the receiving ponds. The pollution risk from the relief road is considerably higher than from domestic roads. This brings me to the ugly. The ugly is the arrangements for the long-term maintenance of the open spaces and SUDS. The open spaces are currently managed by a managing agent appointed by Carla, and residents have found that despite paying management fees, there is little accountability when things aren't done properly. It has taken tireless work by residents, the parish council and Benton Nature Group to try and ensure the quality of the open spaces. In the future, the plan is that the maintenance of the open spaces will be taken on by Benson Parish Council for the benefit of the entire village once South Oxfordshire District Council signs these off. However, the Parish Council is not planning to take over responsibility for the SUDS as they do not want to take on the public liability, nor do they have the expertise to manage them. Neither, it seems, does Carla nor their managing agent. They have practically failed to undertake any SUDS maintenance since the features were built. This leaves residents facing the prospect of having to take on their management and public liability, even though they also do not have the expertise. Understandably, this is causing considerable concern. What will this long-term maintenance and insurance cost? Who is competent to do it? And what happens when there is a pollution event? Possibly not even emanating from their site. Ugly, indeed. And that's written by Gavin McLaughlin.